Welcome back here to Patriots This Week inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Let's talk about backup bowl number one here, guys. Ryan Mallett versus Brian Hoyer. J.J. Watt catches Ryan Mallett's first career touchdown pass. Right. I mean, who would have thought it? Wiggy, and you played the tight end position. Doesn't this tick you off that they take a defensive lineman, line him out there, take catches away from him?
It does. It really does. It really does. That's a good tight end. But you know what? You got to look at J.J. Watt. He's a beast. He's a tremendous athlete.
And I know that
he was lobbying early in the season. I think I might have saw an interview where he was lobbying for opportunities to catch some footballs down on the goal line. And if you got an athlete like that, I remember I played in Carolina, and we did the same thing with Julius Peppers. You take advantage of your good athletes.
All right.
Fourier is still salty to this day, by the way, for all those catches Vrabel took.
I mean,
as a linebacker, we love it. We love it.
I could have got Christian another 3 years.
Get in our group.
Hey, we got to stick in the state of Ohio because, you know, this time last week, we, of course, hammered Andy Dalton, but yet he takes his Cincinnati Bengals on the road in New Orleans. Matt Chatham, you got something on Andy Dalton this week?
Yeah, I was right. He was right. Well, so here's the thing. Like, you're absolutely right to hammer the guy because he's so inconsistent.
It's up and down.
But he played really good through most of the year. He's finally getting his guys back. A.G. Green gets another game under his belt. Sanu's there. They found another guy, a good running back in Jeremy Hill from LSU. So they found a running game. So it's not just on his shoulders. Gresham makes a few plays. Yeah, he's got a little more of a complimentary group. I think that helps. But, yeah, he's still a guy, and I'll be right with you when we start talking playoffs, not knowing how he's going to perform in that one game. But over the breath of a season, he's done pretty good.
He's a roller coaster ride. Yeah.
But the playoffs started today. Two teams that are starting to right the ship a little bit, San Francisco and Seattle, would not be in the playoffs if the playoffs started tomorrow.
Atlanta would have a home game.
What crime is that?
4-6.
So what's going to end up happening is one of those teams is going to miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So a team like Seattle or San Francisco is going to have to go on the road with a winning record into Atlanta.
You know what? I couldn't be happier for the chaos. I actually kind of like this.
Good.
You know why? Because they're trying to add more playoff games.
Exactly.
So if you can already
eliminate another bye, right? You'd only have one bye.
Exactly. But if you're arguing that there's already two that end that shouldn't be, and somebody's or two that aren't going to be in that should be, and you're also talking about expanding it, don't do that. And this is the for those people that don't want it to happen, this is the perfect scenario.
This is the Seattle Seahawks from a few years ago
when they
won their division at 7-9 and they host to the playoff game, and they ultimately beat New Orleans.
They beat New Orleans.
But I mean, just 7-9.
That was a team on the uprise.
Yeah.
You don't look at Atlanta and say, that's a team that's starting to rise. That's what they like to say down there. All right, guys, good stuff. Because coming up next, we got to talk about Detroit. That's right. It begins with a D. They put the D in defense. Detroit Lions. We get into them next.